Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Mbombelani, Polokwane 27, Pretoria 29.
Rila Christokopi Paya vandag. Nee, Crown, M2 westbound delays towards Main Reef Road and Melrose have got slow-moving traffic on the M1 north towards Corlett Drive.
We start in Lombardy East in Johannesburg, where over 50 foreign nationals escaped from being held hostage at a house in the area. Neighbours claim this is the second time that the house has been discovered for harboring undocumented foreigners. Hawk spokesperson Katleho Mukhale confirmed arrests have already been made. It is reported about 18 escapees were apprehended and taken to the Sandringham police station.
I have people that were in the house in Lombardy East that have been taken to the police station.
Now, first responder Keenan Hing from OneTrack described what he saw when he arrived on the scene.
As far as we know, this is a very big case of human trafficking involving multiple nationalities, Ethiopian, Malawian, etc.
In other big news at lunchtime, two suspects arrested in connection with the murder of six community patrol members in Soshanguve appeared in the dock at the Pretoria North Magistrates Court today. Following the state's application, the court ruled the appearance will take place in camera. As part of the ruling, the names and images of the accused may also not be published ahead of an ID parade. The community patrol group was shot and killed on Saturday in the Marimi informal settlement. The matter has since been postponed to April 1st. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has urged all G20 members to prioritise public financing for health systems. He was speaking at the opening of the three-day G20 Health Working Committee meeting taking place in KwaZulu-Natal.
We must prioritise public health over competing interests, ensuring that adequate resources are allocated to meet the health needs of our populations. Furthermore, we must all align our efforts with the provisions of the Lusaka Agreement, which emphasizes the importance of strengthening health systems and promoting equitable access to health care.
Now, at the same time, in the latest episode of the COVID Chronicles, the Jacaranda FM news team explores the impact of lockdown regulations and the lasting impacts these had on individuals' lives and the world as we know it. Pano Malopsi from Soweto chokes up when he remembers his friend who succumbed to COVID-19 in January 2021.
Yeah, you're taking me back to the most painful period of my life. Molalo was selfless. She was a giver of note, and she put other people's interest above hers. It's been 5 years, a painful 5 years, and there isn't a moment where I don't think about her.
For more, go to jacarandafm.com and click on jackpot. And finally, a full-grown goat standing at just 1 foot 3 inches tall has been dubbed as the shortest living goat. That's according to World Guinness Records. Kurumbi, a 4-year-old female black pygmy goat, belongs to an Indian farmer named Peter Lenu. He says he wasn't and didn't consider her diminutive stature could be record-breaking until a guest remarked that his goats seemed to be much smaller than others he'd seen before. I'm Chanel Setembenetviri with Neste Eer. Die polisie is op die toneel in Lombardy Oos in Johannesburg waar meer as 50 buitelandse burgers uit huis ontsnap het nadat hulle gijslaar aangehou is.
This is insane. When did we become this human trafficking hub?
It's Alex, you should see the videos. You just see people running.
Neaman. Anyway, well done on the community and SAPS and everybody. Before you go running off, now I know you played that clip there. Chanel is the driving force behind our look back at the COVID, the 5 years thing. Do you know what happened at midnight on this date 5 years ago?
Lockdown.
Hard lockdown. Ooh. Hard. No leaving the house. 21 days, they said. Did it last 21 days, Chanel?
No.
No, it lasted a little bit longer. And at the time, people were going, okay, we'll just like, you know, we'll knape, fosbite, geen probleem, 21 dagen, what's the problem? We can get through this.